When you come into a new system, is it about repetition and just getting those reps and practice and being ready for what's going to
happen? Yeah, it's definitely about repetition. It's about, you know, studying your playbook and knowing the game plan, knowing what's going to be going on, knowing the plays that's going to be called for the game and stuff. I mean, you don't really never know, but when you have a game plan, you generally have an idea, so you can kind of weed the things out that you're not going to be doing. So, I mean, the more like you said, the more reps you get, you know, the more familiar you get with the offense and with the plays and how things are going to be ran.
Doug has talked about how he wants his offense to come out fast, but when you've only had 48 total plays in the preseason as a first unit, do you worry about a little rust initially before everything's in sync?
I feel like most teams don't play their starters as much, you know, during the preseason. I feel like it's not really an unwritten rule, but I mean, most teams don't really, you know, you don't leave your guys out there in all three of those. I mean, that's extra games, that's extra hits, you know, that's a lot of extra stuff, you know. And you know, unfortunately, sometimes things happen, you know, that can hurt your team. So you just try to make that as low risk as possible. So I feel like we're gonna be good, you know. It's going to be the first week of the season, so I'm assuming, you know, every offense in this league isn't going to come out and score, you know, 48, 50 points. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a grounded out league. Everybody gets paid to play football in this league, so you know, you're not going to be able to go out there and just, you know, do whatever you want to do. You just gotta, you know, grind until, you know, it opens up for you and you, you know, take the lead, and hopefully you can just keep it for the rest of the game. You know, so It's definitely something that you definitely want to do. You want to grind it out. You know, you don't want to go out there and crap it in. That's an offense. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Is there a benefit to starting off fast with the division game right off the bat?
In the game or just starting off in the division?
Just the fact that, yeah, the division game, you know, the first one.
I mean, I feel like you face anybody that you play, you mean, you're going to give them your everything, so. I don't think it really matters if it's early. You know, it doesn't really matter who you play in the beginning of the season, because at the end of the day, you know, you got to win no matter who it is.
A lot of guys are going to be watching tonight's game, you know, just because the Chiefs are coming up next for you guys, but a little bit different for you. You get to see your old team play. Is it kind of odd when something like that happens?
No, it's not odd to me at all. You know, I keep in touch with all the guys that I'm really, really close with, you know, especially all the running backs. I talk to Tom, you know, I talk to Malcolm, I talk to a lot of the guys still, so it doesn't really affect me much, you know, but I'm definitely going to watch and support, you know, because I love the guys that's over there. You know, I got a really close and tight relationship with a lot of those guys, so I'm going to hope for the best for them.
Has Doug put any emphasis, or whether Frank Wright, on the fact that this team has lost five straight to Washington? Has there been a battle cry this week?
Nah, I mean, it's pretty noticeable, you know. Guys have said it, you know, and you know, they make it known that we haven't beat them in a while. So this is definitely one that we all want to get. You know, you want to win all games. You know, everybody wants to go 16-0 in this league. You know, obviously that's a really slim possibility, but you definitely want to get it going. You want to start it out with a win for sure.
Thank you.